This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, what Harlan said about millennials, it's a big deal going into this time with Hillary Clinton because, you know, Barack Obama was the political outsider in 2008. That's why he did win millennials, because he was the outsider. Hillary is an establishment, crooked politician that they don't trust. And I think if they do stay home, that only benefits Republicans. Look at midterms. When millennials stay home, Republicans win. So I think right now, Hillary Clinton really has to focus on winning those young voters. And so does Donald Trump. I mean, if Donald Trump keeps producing this narrative of her being corrupt and the political system is rigged, he's probably using that to keep millennials at home, because if they stay home, he wins.
Yeah, it didn't help her argument, and definitely benefited him when you had the incident with Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton there on the runway in Phoenix. Harlan?
No question. No question. I mean, it was just, you know, we have sort of a cover-up happening in the daylight. It's like they're not even trying to cover it up at this point. I wonder, actually, whether Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch wanted this to leak out. I question their motives. You know, I really think that, you know, from an administration that we expected so much transparency, we're not currently getting it. And this is one of the fundamental frustrations I have with the Democratic Party at this point. I think a lot of millennials like me share that.
Yeah, and it's amazing.
Interesting insight from Harlan Hill, who's a young millennial in a political geek. I mean, he's been involved in the political process, Scott, since the age of 15 back in the UK. But, he is right on in terms of his description of the Clintons. But, it's Jack Nicholson again. You know, you can't handle the truth. You know, we don't want the truth. And as a result, here we are in chaos. To the point, I was reading a report this morning about millennials, how disconnected, you know, from understanding what the 4th of July is, what patriotism is all about, what the Constitution is all about. I mean, they're basically disengaged. And, you know, who can you blame for that? I know many of us look to what our educational systems have been developing, and they need to take some responsibility. But, you know, our government is designed for self-responsibility. If we're not going to self-actuate, if we're not going to participate, then you have the America that you have today, where you have this shifting tide moving away from we the people to them, the elitist. And, you know, this is the big rub, and this is what happened in Europe with Brexit. And we're going to be talking with Liz Peek in just a minute and expand on that idea a little bit more as a portent of what it is showing here in the, you know, for the United States. I think it was quite a shock for the EU and those in the UK, you know, like David Cameron, who thought it's in the bag. I mean, yeah, it's going to be close, but, you know, of course, everybody's going to want to stay with the EU. We've been here with them for 43 years. And it's much the same thing here in the West, in the United States, where we think, well, just because this is the way it's been, it's the way it should always be. But, you know, if you heard Bruce Kaufman yesterday when he talked about what's happening in as a groundswell in terms of, you know, what people might declare as flyover country, people get it. You know, they see that the America today is not the America of their parents. It has suddenly, I guess, we're waking up to see the America that that is. And it's a scary thought. We are on a scary trajectory. What many of us would think. I know there's still some say, you know, what's the whoop, Bill? You know, why are you excited about this? I mean, it's, you know, it's fine. It's okay. And no big deal if Hillary gets elected. I mean, after all, we can celebrate the first woman to break that glass ceiling and to be the first, United States president, the first female here in this 21st century. Well, you know, you may get what you wish for and hope for, But is that the best we can do for America in choosing somebody who, right across the board, on both sides of the aisle, agree that she has little credibility, she can't be trusted, but we're willing to say, okay, let's make her president of the United States. Go figure. I think we're playing with something rather dangerous, and we'll talk more about it on Bill Martinez.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey,
well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. Also, I have a plethora of the movie Risen, DVD, Blu-ray to be giving away. All you have to do is send me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Just tell me, hey, Martinez, put me in a hoppa. I want one of those free copies, absolutely. And, hey, we draw your name out to make sure your address is included so it'll expedite the shipment to you. That is the movie Risen. We're giving them away. So let me know. Let me hear from you, bill@billmartinezlive.com. We have best-selling author Edward Klein with us. Always good to have Ed here. Ed is, of course, his book, Unlikable, The Problem with Hillary. Ed Klein, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Great to be back with you, Bill. How you been?
Hey, I've been great. Thank you, Ed. Hey, I got to tell you, is Hillary getting the break of a lifetime? I mean, no sooner do we get the Benghazi report, and then, of course, all hell breaks loose in Turkey. You know, is the Benghazi report going to get swallowed up? I mean, the Democrats did everything they could to preempt what was going to be released yesterday, and you know, came out with their version of the special committee report on Benghazi, and then of course Trey Gowdy gave the official one yesterday. You know, I got to imagine the committee, and particularly Trey Gowdy, being one who was searching for the truth. And of course you hear the you know, the rhetoric from Hillary Clinton and the Democrats saying, you know, we want to get down to the bottom of this, Ed, so this will never happen again. How can we get to the bottom of it if people aren't going to be forthright and tell us exactly what happened?
Well, you know, I have several answers to that question. One is, it seems to me, I mean, Trey Gowdy has a wonderful reputation, but I think he was cowed by the accusation that his Benghazi committee investigation was essentially a politically motivated one against Hillary, which it wasn't. Mm-hmm. But he seems to have gone way out of his way to show that it wasn't, to such an extent that the fact that Hillary Clinton, as Secretary of State, knew within hours that this was a Al-Qaeda-linked attack, which he did, mm-hmm. and then lied to the American public and to the families of these dead Americans, she should have resigned mm-hmm. or been thrown or forced out as Secretary of State. And instead, we have this 800-page report, which nobody is going to read, nobody, mm-hmm. except maybe you and me.
Right.
And it's all going to get lost in the fog of this campaign, and I think it's a damn shame.
Well, I got to tell you, you don't want to see the movie, obviously, earlier this year, 13 Hours, the Benghazi movie. I don't know how anybody comes out of that movie and not understand that we had a president and a secretary of state. I mean, if the buck stops there, what are we doing? Are we just ignoring the obvious?
Yeah, well, yeah, can you imagine? I mean, if you recall, after Katrina, as I remember, George W. Bush was hugely criticized. I mean, really raked over the coals for flying over Katrina, in his plane. Here is a president who I'm talking about now, Obama, who the day after Benghazi, the very day when the smoke is still going up and these dead bodies aren't cold yet, refuses to take his daily intelligence report, which would, of course, let him know in no uncertain terms what happened and why it happened. Damn, did he get killed in the mainstream media? No.
Oh, no, no.
Is anybody talking about it now? Hardly. Maybe you and I are, and a few other talk show hosts are.
Right.
But, it's the whole culture, especially the mainstream media, which is so important in this culture, is so corrupt and so on the side of the Democrats and is so ready to cover up stuff. And I'm only talking about a president who is not doing his job. I'm not saying he did something, you know, he didn't steal money, he didn't shoot somebody, but he didn't do his job, which was to protect American lives. That's number one.
Job one.
That's his number
Absolutely.
One job.
Exactly.
He didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And do you hear anybody up in arms about it except a few of us? I don't.
No, that's it. His approval rating just slipped a little bit, but at one point here recently up over 51%, and you go,
that's right.
Wow, what's going on? And then he comes on and tells everybody, we're better off than we've ever been 8 years ago. Well, who are you trying to convince? You know,
exactly.
Me, who's living 8 years of the Barack Obama administration, I see neighbors out of work. I see, you know, my neighbors working for less, and the ones that are working are working three jobs still trying to keep up with what they had 8 years ago.
That, all of that you're correct. And every school and gymnasium in America is now under executive order to make bathrooms available to men who claim they're women.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just one of dozens of executive orders.
Yeah,
so
just
between the economy, which stinks and has put so many people, as you just said, out of work and not able to put food on the table, and these left-wing executive orders, just, you know, it's we're going in the wrong direction, and we are certainly not better off than we were 8 years ago.
Well, 7 out of 10 of us say that we're, you know, on the wrong track, and a good observation. What does the right track look like? And you better speak up. I mean, we got election coming on. We just saw what happened in this, these Benghazi hearings, which is a microcosm of what's going on with our government. You've got such contention. I mean, Elijah Cummings, who was, the minority head of this committee, did nothing to serve the cause. I mean, he leaked out information, complained that it was costing too much, but dare I say, because of what they did and the wranglings, I mean, it's going to be a $7 million doorstop is what it amounts to now, Ed, that we have with those, with this report, you know, almost, what did you say, 850 pages long, right?
That's right. You remember the Baltimore riots after the Freddie Gray incident? I had a source at Chappaqua, which is the home of Bill and Hillary Clinton.
Mm.
And Bill was getting regular reports on the telephone of what was going on during the riots. And guess who was on the other end of the phone giving him these reports? Elijah Cummings.
Elijah Cummings, yeah. Oh.
So this tells you really basically everything, which is that he's just an extension of the Clinton Inc., if you will, or the Clinton, what do you call it? The Clinton supremacy.
That's right.
If
the dynasty.
Dynasty, exactly.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, this is incredible, and I got to tell you, Maybe America is not ready for the truth. Maybe they can't handle it, as Jack Nicholson said. But enough is enough here. I don't want to hear from them that they're interested in getting down to the truth of the matter when they do everything they can to obfuscate, block, and not cooperate, because what we're losing here in the process, and as a journalist, I mean, all your life, you've documented history, and history is so important, and we're allowing leftists and progressives and those of the likes of Hillary Clinton to rewrite the history, and it will affect, no doubt, it will affect the future of our great country. Ed Klein is with us. We've got more from Ed right after this. Stay with us, America, 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guided Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Oh, well, he's very popular, and this sportos, motorheads, geeks, bloods, wastoids, dweebies, they all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
Bill Martinez, live.
Ed Klein, I thought she was talking about you being a righteous dude. You know, Ed Klein is with us, best-selling author. We got him away from the keyboard for a little bit. He's in the midst of finishing up a book to be released, the end of summer, huh, Ed?
August 22nd.
Wow, congratulations. Another good one in the title?
The title of the book is Guilty as Sin.
Okay.
About Hillary and the FBI investigation and all her various sins, and there are many of them, many that even most of your listeners don't know about.
Well, that's what you've given an entrance to, you know, for our listeners and those of your readers into the Clintons. You know them so well. You've talked to people that know them so well. And, boy, there's a lot of information to give you an idea about a person's character. You know, and I guess that's the question. You know, people go, well, how do you measure somebody's character? Well, I think, you know, you rely on anecdotal information and people who do know her and know her behind the veil of, of politics.
That's right. And, you know, I've been writing about Hillary. I should say I've been researching and writing about Hillary since 2004. So how many years ago? 12 years ago?
Well, yeah.
And I've written now, I think I'm on my fifth book in which she plays a big part. Three of them about her, and two of them in which she's a big player. And the sources that I've developed over these years are quite amazing. They've been talking to me on background for all these years and have proven to be accurate again and again and again. And the portrait that comes clear is pretty much the same portrait that Gary Byrne draws in his new Secret Service book about her character.
Yeah, crisis of
which
character.
Which is that, that in public she's one thing. You see a Hillary Clinton who, yeah, she's angry, she's screaming, she's not likable, you know, but all right, I can't swallow her exactly, but she's not awful human being, maybe. And then in private, she is the Jekyll and Hyde that he described. She screams, she carries on, she throws things at people, she hits people, she grabs people, she twists their arm, she curses like a drunken sailor, lies and knows she's lying. It's not like it's inadvertent lies. I mean, this is a very sick human being, actually. Mm.
Well, it's kind of hard. What stopped me in my tracks here recently in terms of the lying situation, because you go, did she say that? I mean, or, you know, there's certain things you go, okay, you know, because I have friends that love Hillary and they will sit there and tell me just straight out. I mean, they have, you know, they're totally for her, the support. They feel like this is, you know, just Republicans bashing her and that sort of thing. Yeah. And you go, well, aren't you aware of some of this information? It comes to, oh, well, they're just picking on her. But then, you know, she comes on TV and says, nobody died at Benghazi. She said it twice, Ed. I mean, how, you know, you think, okay, what parallel universe are you living in? I mean, do the Democrats have a universe they live in, and then everybody else lives in another one? That unless you're in that universe, if you live in that universe with them, then you got the mainstream media, you have the Elijah Cummings, you have all these people that are in that universe, and you go, whoa, what happened? Did I just get dropped off into I have no idea here. It's the land of la-la and deception. I mean, you know, there's no truth there.
Yeah, and she lies even when she doesn't have to lie.
Yeah.
And according to the diagnostic book that psychiatrists and psychotherapists use, lying is actually a pathological disease.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe in the bottom of my heart that this woman is a pathological liar. Bill Sapphire, the now deceased but famous New York Times columnist back in 1996, I believe it was, called her a congenital liar. He was right then, and that's exactly what she is. And if she becomes the president of the United States, I can predict with a 100% certainty that there will be scandals, Clinton scandals. She will lie to the American public. There will be things going on that will be unseemly and wrong. Bill Clinton will carry on with his lifestyle, which is you can't print in a family newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of presidency we're going to have.
Yeah, well, Gary Burns said, Gary Burns inside, he's a Secret Service guy. He's right there. He said there was at least four affairs, including Monica Lewinsky, in the White House. You know, so he documents four. Now getting back
to Gary Burns' stuff, and I'm not poo-pooing it, is great, but it's all from the 1990s.
The
trouble is that what he's documenting that happened back then still is going on.
Yes,
it's
right.
It's still going on. It hasn't changed. That's the important thing for us when we go to the voting booth.
Yeah. I mean, people are already talking about, it's already out there that his latest paramour is, code name, the Ever Ready Bunny is what's secret. So, right? I mean, so you go, okay.
The Energizer, yeah.
The Energizer Bunny. Okay. So she's, you know, all this stuff that we had before and that has traveled with the Clintons, it's like, we're going to bring this back into the White House. We're going to have it affect the young kids, because what I maintained, Ed, was that when President Clinton, which cost us millions of dollars to get down to the truth, but for a blue dress, you know, but we had to spend millions of dollars, which I believe that if he had any integrity whatsoever, he'd have said, look it, I lied. Let me write the check. I'm going to cover that. The American people should not have paid for that. This is all on me. I mean, because he did this. And had we not known about the blue dress, we'd still probably be arguing to this day. But the fact of the matter is that this is who he is, and we're bringing this back potentially into the White House. I mean, a number of Americans, I mean, you know, 47% of Americans right now, according to some of this polling, say, yeah, we want the Clintons back in there. And to your point about lying, what echoes in my head over and over again, when George Stephanopoulos asked her if she ever lied, to Americans, and she says, "I've always tried to tell the truth." How do you always try to tell the truth? What does that mean?
Mm-hmm. Right. She didn't say, "No, I didn't lie." You're absolutely right. Yeah. Well, you know what happens is the presidency in our system is not simply a political office. It's also an office that sets the tone for the culture, for the society,
yes,
for the way people behave. You have a Ronald Reagan or a Dwight Eisenhower in office, and it sets a tone for behaving properly, telling the truth, holding values, good values up high. You have a Clinton in the White House, and what happens is that the whole society gets dumbed down, coarser, cruder, more vulgar, and leads us toward the abyss, leads us toward the decline and fall of our country.
Well, and to your point, Ed, here, and I think this is one for the sociologists, because I haven't heard this yet, but at some point it's going to come out and they're going to connect on this, is that I believe Bill Clinton, because of what happened with the impeachment trials, his definition of sex, because it depends what is. I really believe that for the young people, it ignited a sexual revolution that is still reverberating, that sociologists quite have not picked up on it, because they're so protecting of the Clintons that they just cannot even see the impact that had, you know, to your point, on people's behavior.
Well, the sociologists that you're talking about in universities especially are, what, 99.9 liberal Democrats?
Yes, right.
That answers the question why they're not doing what they ought to be doing.
Well, again, go ahead.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, Ed.
Oh, I was just going to say, the only conservative redoubt left in academia is in the economic faculty. Everything else is so far left.
Well, Ed, I can't thank you enough for breaking away from the computer there and, you know, come in, and congratulations on the new book. We'll keep an eye out for it, and of course we'll have you back when that is released. Again, remind everybody the title and when it will be released.
Yes, the title is Guilty as Sin. It's available for pre-order on Amazon right now, and it's going to be published on August 22nd.
Well, all the best to you, Ed. Thank you so much for being with us. Ed Klein on Bill Martinez Live.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes, so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
I've been spending all my time just thinking about you. I don't know what to do. I think I'm falling for you. I've been waiting all my life and now I find you. I don't know what to do. I think I'm falling for you. I'm falling for you.
Join us online. MartinezLive.com.
Hey, join us online, Share Media, you know, the cable radio digital network, even our good friends with Red State Talk Radio. We're all over the place, and then add another 280 outlets and what else? Shortwave? I mean, we're all over the place. You can go to BillMartinezLive.com, get all the details. But thank you for coming along for the ride and joining the good fight with us, shoulder to shoulder and back to back, to get this country back on track. It's going to be a bottom-up movement, not top-down. As we say, top-down is what got us into this mess to begin with. And it's up to we, the people. I mean, it's the way our Constitution is, the way this great American experiment was designed. And if we're faithful to the purpose and the design of its original intent, success will be there. I mean, it just only demonstrates, you know, I talk about the grief to happiness ratio. Happiness is when you're doing things according to plan and consistent with that plan. Grief is when you're not and in your chaos. And so the difference between the two is when you know how it should be and you realize how far away from the intent that we are. So hence the grief, and we have plenty of grief to go around here in this great country, and this is why we need Samantha Mills Mao with us, because she's the anti-grief agent and catalyst. Isn't that nice to know? So when your husband, your new husband, asks about you, just say, Bill defined today and reaffirmed that I am the anti-grief agent, and I will be such in this family. What do you think?
I think that that is the best. I think anybody has ever called me. I would love to see that, and for everyone in my life. What a great compliment.
Well, you always add. That's what I appreciate about you, Samantha, is you always add to our day. And then here it is now. We've given you a platform, and you have this platform by the grace of God to be able to talk and remind, talk about some good things in America and remind people that, hey, there's some good people out there in the midst of all the evil that is abounding in the midst of this chaos. There's still some good people out there that are doing good things that we don't hear about because, they're not very sexy. They're not real attention grabbers. But I believe that, America yearns for, this good news out there, Like, for example, your first story, the most American thing that can ever happen just happened. What was that?
Okay, so I love the title of the story, and I had to start off with this one first. We just celebrated our 4th of July yesterday, the Independence Day. So on July 2nd, actually, Army veteran Jason Galvin, he spent the day shooting, I believe he shot over 150 rounds trying to rescue a dangling bald eagle. So we have an Army veteran as the hero. Mm-hmm. He's using a gun, and he's rescuing a bald eagle. And apparently this bald eagle had been trapped a couple of days on this trail. Mm-hmm. And he had been, people had called the animal rescue, and they couldn't do it because he was too high up in the tree. So when this gentleman, Galvin, and his wife were hiking, they saw this eagle. And he's like, well, we have to do something about this. We can't just let it die. It's obviously still alive. Mm-hmm. And he's like, what can I do? Shoot it down? And she's like, that's exactly what you're going to do. He's a sharpshooter.
Uh-huh.
And he ended up shooting the eagle down. I'm sure this eagle was a little traumatized.
Yeah, right. The eagle's going, hello, eagle, endangered species up here. You're shooting bullets at it.
I've been shot for 2 days, and now I'm getting shot at. But he shot, he shot away the tree, so he'd get to the rope. Then he shot the rope. And the eagle fell down, but it was okay.
Yeah.
And they took it to recovery, and he ended up naming the eagle Freedom, which I think was
perfect.
Name.
That's awesome. Yes. Yeah, and all his fellow shooters going, what kind of sharpshooter are you? 150 rounds? I mean, that's a lot of ammunition here. What do you think you are, an IRS agent?
Yes, I was like, that poor eagle. I mean, I'm so glad he got away. I'm sure he was relieved once he fell down, but I'm sure he didn't know what was happening up first.
Oh, my.
What an awesome story for this time of year.
Well, that's a great one. Of course, all these stories posted at BillMartinezLive.com at Sam's Corner. Now, the second story, the incredible technology that's helping this paralyzed woman hike the Appalachian. She's hiking the trail, and she's paralyzed? Okay, come on.
When I first saw this, when I started watching the video, I was like, what do you mean she's paralyzed? You can't be paralyzed and walking. Are you just using paralyzed as a lenient term, or are you just using that freely? But no, she's absolutely paralyzed. Otherwise, she would be in a wheelchair, but she has these braces. It's like an exoskeleton for her legs.
Mm-hmm.
And what ended up happening was a couple years ago, she has lupus, and she had a flare, and her whole body went paralyzed. Mm-hmm. And her name's Stacy Cazell, by the way. She's 41 years old and from Ohio.
Wow, she's still a young girl.
She is. But she had a flare a couple years ago with her lupus. It's an autoimmune disease. And she ended up losing the control over her whole body. She said her whole body was dead weight. And she went to the hospital, went to rehab, and got use of everything else except her legs. And, she didn't want to be – she was a person who wanted to be on the go, and she started doing research on what she could do. She found these exoskeleton braces that help people walk. It's kind of like they use hydraulics just like a car.
Oh, wow.
Their legs move. Mm-hmm. Right. And so they were $75,000 each, and her insurance wouldn't cover it because they said it wasn't necessary for her life. And she said she kept pursuing it, and she eventually got these braces. And the reason she's doing this hike is to prove to herself that she can, and also to, kind of get the word out there and show other people who are paralyzed they could actually walk again.
You imagine what an encouragement it is to other people who are paralyzed, seeing somebody I mean, we're not talking just walking down the street. Oh, we're just going to go and stroll down the Appalachian Trail.
It's the longest foot trail in the world.
Wow.
It's 2,190 miles. I'm talking 14 states, you know, if you've ever heard of it. My best friend actually hiked the Appalachian Trail, and this is no joke. You know, these braces are not weather resistant. So
mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is really, you know, it's challenging for her. She has to charge them every couple of days. They have what they call trail angels where she can stop at people's houses and recharge her braces.
Wow. She probably feels like the Tin Man at point looking for a can of oil or something, too, you know, with these braces. That's an incredible story. Now, the next one you have, you know, we interviewed Ken Ham about Noah's Ark being built there, right there on the border of, you know, what, Ohio and Kentucky, right?
That's right. And there's actually, Inside Edition did a story on this, and it's gone viral on Facebook. People are really excited, you know, for opening up in July, so I just had to mention that that's going to be there in Kentucky, and I would love to go see this myself. I can't imagine. I don't think I can even comprehend the scale of this show, but people are obviously really excited about it. You know, we have some naysayers like Bill Nye, the science guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry to say.
Which Ken Ham, you know, Ken Ham debated Bill Nye and a whole situation, but here it is. You got this incredible ark being built. Let me tell you, if rain starts falling in Kentucky there and in Cincinnati, you know, hey, look at, you know, people are going to, you know, maybe think another moment about what's being built in their backyard there. And it's it is quite a spectacle, I got to imagine, because this is life size. I mean, it is humongous, right?
Well, that's right. And, you know, it's actually 510 feet long. It's 85 feet wide and 51 feet high. And,
wow.
You know, I think to be able to see this in real life, you know, this is something as Christians we grew up learning about since we were born. And,
yes.
You know, many of us, like, you know, it's just unimaginable to see the scale. And he also wanted to prove, you know, that it could be done.
Yes, exactly. Well, as you go through it, everybody's going to be singing Arky Arky, right? You know, one of those, you know.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of Sunday school songs. Okay, about 30 seconds left. 9-year-old uses allowance money to donate more than 100 books to a local jail.
Yes, this 9-year-old actually built in Clarksville, Kentucky, used his allowance. He had a family member who had been in jail, and he said when he felt bad that he liked to read, and he thought this would help take up some of the inmates' time and maybe give them ideas about some other options they could have instead of sitting there and stewing and thinking bad things. You know, it gives them something better to do and something to talk about with people. So,
well, very cool. That's great. Well, these stories are all linked on Bill Martinez Live. Go to Sam's Corner. Samantha Mills Mao on Bill Martinez Live. Always, Sam. Hey, God bless you. Thank you so much for being with us. It's 19 before the top of the hour.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Miracles are God's way of letting us know He's here.
From the producers of Heaven is for Real, Miracles from Heaven, based on the incredible true story.
So you're telling me it healed her?
Yes.
That's impossible.
If you don't believe in miracles, you will after watching this film, says the insider.
He told me I'd be fine.
Who told you you'd be fine?
Miracles from Heaven, starring Jennifer Garner. Own it now on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital HD. Rated PG.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Get the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You know, you've been hearing about Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients keeping the body healthy. Bill Martinez Live now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 ORAC points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 855-305-8326 or BillMartinezLive.com. Longevity, that's 855-305-8326.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Bunker Hill, Gettysburg, Normandy. They mean something. Bill Martinez, live.
This whole crazy world is just too frustrating, and you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, I don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
Bill Martinez, live.
Okay, you know, you go back to the 60s and that song echoes, and once again we seem to be at the brink of the abyss here in this country of ours. And if we're going to get it back on track, our next guest will agree. I mean, she has been at the head of a grassroots movement since 1964, has it just affected a remarkable legacy for herself and for conservatives. She has been the national leader of the conservative movement since the publication of her best-selling book in 1964, A Choice, Not an Echo, which she amended here recently. And I was blessed to get a signed copy of that book. And she doesn't realize how much of a blessing that is to me, because even when Phyllis and I first got together 8 years ago, when I came to the microphone in this particular position and hosting a national talk show, we connected right away, and it was, for me, an instant affinity and affection for Phyllis, for her hard work and what she represents in the battle of pursuing truth, what she has done with EagleForum.org, and how she's led so many of us and encouraged so many of us to a grassroots movement. Because if America is going to get back on track, you've heard me say this, and I will repeat it again and again. It is a mantra, but it is one with power that is behind it, because it is based on we the people. It is going to, if we're going to get this country back on track, it's going to be because we the people have made it so, not because the elites.
Phyllis Schlafly. We're seeing this year. The grassroots are rising up, and the kingmakers are simply, the most enjoyment I've had on television in years is watching the dismay of the kingmakers who can't stop Trump. They've tried so hard, but they can't do it.
Well, and look what happened in Europe, Phyllis. I mean, if that isn't a portend of things to come here in America. I mean, they falsified the polls there in England. They're falsifying them here again. And I've told our listeners to be careful in being influenced by these polls, because they are juicing these numbers just like they've been doing the unemployment numbers and all the other numbers that happen to come from the government.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And I think lots more people are looking for good jobs and are identified in the unemployment ranks.
Well, before we get into the main topic that I wanted to talk to you about, the stunning immigration victory against Obama, in seeing your book, I have it here on, my library in a prominent position, A Choice, Not an Echo. And, here it is. This is something that you've been talking about since the 60s that came out of the movement here, the conservative movement, that there needed to be a clear delineation between the parties, Democrat and Republican. The problem that we've had in recent years, they've become so homogenized that there's not a distinct identification. But then comes along Donald Trump, and here it is. We have a choice, not an echo.
That's right. And when people ask me why I endorse Trump, I say, you've got to read A Choice, Not an Echo, because there's the whole explanation. The kingmakers have been running the show for years, and we're fed up with that. They've given us a whole series of losers, and we want the grassroots to pick the candidate we want.
Well, here it is. I mean, look at what our founding fathers had intended for our country. And, you know, with any kind of sobriety, Phyllis, you see we've missed the mark and we've lost our way. But yet the kingmakers would rather that we stay the course, because they're doing very well, thank you very much, while Main Street America is getting pulverized. And yet the rhetoric that comes out of the establishment is that, oh, we're better than ever. And, middle class is doing great. And we've created all these great new jobs and everything else. And, people are looking around in Main Street America and going, who's got a better job?
Yeah, that's right. And the jobs are going to the foreigners. Mm-hmm. And they're bringing in all these people who don't believe in America, don't believe in what we believe in, which is limited government and private initiative and so forth. And it's time for the grassroots to rise up and have somebody really kick the kingmakers.
Yeah. Well, Phyllis, how would you like to be an immigrant waiting in line? I mean, I talked to Irish John out of Ireland. He's been waiting in line for over 10 years. And if you heard his story, he is such a quality person. You say, he's the kind of guy we want in. You know, he wants to assimilate. He wants to advance the cause of freedom and add to the proposition of this democratic republic, not take away. But yet we've opened up our borders. We're getting flooded with people that could care less about our country, our values, our people. And they are upending and taking advantage of the freedoms. Thank you very much, the Obama administration. I'll put it right at his doorstep, because he is the president of the United States. And as one famous president once admitted, the buck stops there, doesn't it?
Well, it certainly does. And Obama brings them in and puts them on the welfare handouts of all kinds. And there are all kinds of goodies and money that their government hands out to these refugees. And then one of the worst things they do is to settle them in communities that don't want them. And that's happening all over the country. And the American people realize that immigration is the big issue. And I think that's the main thing about Trump's rise in popularity. He's addressed and discovered and talks about the main issue.
Mm-hmm. Well, Phyllis, how does it make sense to settle people in an area where the people don't want them there? I mean, how are they going to assimilate? I mean, we had a conversation with Tosh Sada, who wrote the book, The Mind of Terror. He's a Palestinian. He grew up in the Middle East. And as a Palestinian, they're like boll weevils without homes. And everywhere they went, they felt like they were unappreciated, unaccepted. So their response was to fight back. And this is what we're creating. I mean, we're creating our own homegrown terrorists, because we're not welcoming them into the country. And I understand that, one thing about illegal versus legal. But this is the problem. We're not giving our immigration policy a fair chance to be successful when we are, we're upending it with these broken laws.
No, and you realize these people coming in have no experience with limited government and with individual initiative and so forth.
Exactly.
They think the first thing they think of is, what is the government going to do for me or against me? and they want they depend on the government to make those decisions. And that's not the American way. And it's true, I think, you know, in the 1920s, we had something that was called a pause. And I think that's basically what is being demanded at the present time. Mm-hmm. We've got to have a pause in all this rush of people coming into our country until we, until we can vet on them. And I don't know when
exactly.
That's going to be.
Well, especially when you have our own security department saying there's no way we can vet them. We have the president that counters that. But the people that are on the ground level, whose responsibility...
Anyway.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is most incredible. Phyllis, you as an attorney could appreciate what recently happened with this immigration victory against Obama. But it was a bit hollow with a 4-4 split. It means that this could come back to the Supreme Court. This is why... the choice of president, probably now more than ever, we're looking already at one replacement, a Supreme Court justice. We're saying two, maybe even three in the next 4 to 8 years being replaced. I mean, a liberal.
That's why this presidential election is the most important one of our time. We want to have somebody who will appoint people to the Supreme Court who really believe in America. As Trump says, who want to make America first.
Exactly.
And, of course, Obama doesn't. He wants America to be like everybody else. And we don't want to be like everybody else. We want to be first. We want to be first in military superiority. We want to be first in jobs. We want to be first in all kinds of things. Because, and that's why people want to come here, because they thought we were first.
Exactly. Well, Phyllis, you know, again, as an attorney, and you see the ruling that came down in this immigration victory, the fact that you even had four justices going along with this illegal, blatant illegal activity and decision of the president of the United States, I mean, that is quite profound. And I think, you know, I've been saying, in my understanding, I'm not an attorney, but just from my point of view, I believe this is almost an impeachable offense.
Well, we tried impeachment with Clinton, and
I'm not talking about Clinton. I'm talking about the justices here, Phyllis. I mean, the only way we can get rid of these justices is that we, you know, they can be impeached if they're promoting violating the law and violating our U.S. Constitution. Do we not have standing on that basis?
Yes, and you know, we ought to remind them of the oath they took when they became a judge. I can't recite it, but maybe you can recite it. Mm-hmm. It's a very wonderful oath, and they ought to obey it. If they're not obeying it, they ought to be kicked out.
Well, and this is the problem, you know, speaking of any kind of oath. You know, today, America, we take our oaths lightly. You know, when you think what our founding fathers had to lay on the line, they had to fall on their sword, their blood, their treasure. Everything, their future, their families, was all on the line for the sake of this great American experiment. And this is what July the 4th should remind us of, and we should not take it casually. It is a royal responsibility.
That's right, it should. And for further info, go on eagleforum.org.
There it is, eagleforum.org, the one and only author of A Choice, Not an Echo, a must-have book, I say, in your library. And not only in your library, but you should have it in front of you and reread it. It will cause you to fall in love with this country, with conservative values, and appreciate that you don't have to apologize for conservative values, especially when you consider...
That's why we need a change in who's running this country. And I think Trump is that change, and he's not afraid to do it.
Amen. Phyllis Schlafly, national leader of the conservative movement since the publication of her book that we've been bragging about, A Choice, Not an Echo. Phyllis, always
a good book.
It's still a good book. You got it. Phyllis, thank you again for coming on. Always a pleasure.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.